Well, hello and welcome to Steelers Today from Heinz Field in day six of training camp. The first one, Dale, with... I was going to say with humans in attendance. And you see why they call him the Terminator now.
I want to hit people.
Well, there was some of that today, too. And let's talk about that before we get to anything else, because it looked like football.
It looked like football.
A little bit.
A little bit like football. Backs on backers, some live tackling to the ground, some live running drills. Football.
Yeah, yeah. And competition. It also looked like competition. So now when anyone asks Dale or me, who looks good out there, we can at least begin to piece answers together, because especially when you're talking about things that happen at the line of scrimmage, they're just following patterns on the ground. They're not actually making contact or achieving anything. This is different, isn't it? Especially backs on backers.
Yeah, and it gives you backs on backers is a drill that everybody likes to see. The defense has a big advantage.
Yeah, always.
But you did hear Mike Tomlin raving about one guy.
Yeah, 22, baby.
Yeah, and I had him winning 6 out of his 7. Some other people had him 7 on 7. Some other people had him less than that. But in this drill, it's all about the desire.
Yeah.
Are you willing to step up in there with somebody charging at you and put your pads on him and stand him up?
Yeah, and Najee Harris, when he lined up across from his man at the very beginning.
The first one was rough. That's the one I had him lose.
The first one was rough, and he goes back a little bit, and then he motions like, let's do this again. Let's do this again, meaning with the same player. That's almost pandering to Tomlin.
a little bit.
Because that is so music to his ears.
And I'll say this, they didn't put him in there against a big time pass rusher. He was up against Marcus Allen on his first six reps. But Marcus Allen, being a former defensive back, has some speed there.
Yeah, he was trying to duck the shoulder and get around him as opposed to just overpowering him. And we don't know how it would have gone if, say, for example, Alex Highsmith, who had a really nice day.
Alex Highsmith, really good. Yeah. Alex Highsmith had himself a day.
Alex Highsmith had himself a day at the expense of the tight ends. Let's put it that way. But sticking with Najee here, here's what Mike Tomlin had to say, some of what Dale was just referencing.
Obviously, the backs on backers is important because it's more of an attitude drill. It's an opportunity to get to know some of these people. I think we all saw that. You know, Najee likes competition, and he doesn't run away from it. He runs to it. And that was something about the drill that was exciting from my perspective today.
The other thing that ends up coming from a competition like this, and it is a competition, is that there are numbers that you're looking and you're going, who? Wait, because there's 90 guys here. Nobody knows everybody's name. Tomlin doesn't know everybody's name. And when somebody impresses, your first thought is, at least mine is, guy's not going to make the team anyway. But you never know. With this head coach, you never know.
That's the thing. And with the rosters, the NFL still hasn't told them. They know it's going to be 53 on the active roster.
Yeah.
How many are you going to be allowed to have on the practice squad this year? How many veterans can you carry on that practice squad this year? That all still has to be sorted out. So a guy that flashes in these kind of situations, you think, okay, maybe there's something there that we might want to keep him around, keep him from going somewhere else.
Or
tradable guys.
Yeah.
They've got a bunch of guys on the offensive line in particular where they did the same route that Buffalo took a couple of years ago, where Buffalo went out and signed, I think it was 8 offensive linemen during the offseason. None of them big name guys.
And just rolled them all out there into
see how it works out. And I thought one guy today that did well was Aviante Collins.
That's number 61 in your program. He's number one in everyone's heart today.
The only guy that stopped Alex Highsmith today.
Not just once,
but twice.
He did it on back to back. And again, it was another one of those cases. Tomlin's always talking about he loves man on man matchups. This wasn't exactly everyone shivering in the corner looking at 92. Okay, that was old school backs on backers over in Latrobe.
Yeah, where Lawrence Timmon coming right down the middle of you. Boom.
There wasn't a whole lot of coming down the middle of anybody. There wasn't that ear-splitting contact that you're used to hearing, that you were used to hearing if you ever saw these drills out of Chuck Noll Field. This was different. This was about technique. I thought that even though the running backs didn't win for the most part, I thought they held their own.
They didn't lose.
One other thing that's worth sharing here with you. On one of the occasions that that Najee sealed his man, and it was Marcus Allen again, Ben Roethlisberger came flying in from the outside and gave him one of those running, leaping shoulder bumps.
Nobody likes the running backs picking up, being able to pick up the blitz better than the quarterback.
No one has those more to gain.
Those guys that, that you're coming across the formation and picking up that guy on either side who's coming at full speed, and you do that as a running back, you're going to be the quarterback's best friend. That's just the way it is.
When we come back, more from day six at Heinz Field. Welcome back. We were going to get creative for the second segment of Steelers Today.
Dale, don't overthink it.
Dale vetoed that. What do you want to talk about, Dale?
Let's talk some more Najee.
More Najee Harris, he says.
Okay. Hey. So, backs on backers today. I'm sorry. They're doing seven shots in open practice. So, the second snap, Roethlisberger motions Najee Harris out wide, and he keeps looking over. He's wider, wider, wider. Devin Bush went out with it.
He did.
And, you know, at the snap, Najee Harris runs a quick slant.
This
touchdown.
Way, right to the inside.
Seals off Devin Bush, touchdown.
And just to be clear, Dale, Devin Bush was on him. It's not like he was fooled here.
He had good coverage on him, and it just goes to show, you know, when you get a 6'2", 230-pound running back, he can seal guys off. He has good hands. I've only seen him fumble the ball once, I think, the entire process here throughout the OTAs and everything else.
This man tracks every fumble. Do not fumble in the Terminator's presence.
No. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
That'll get you off the field.
It'll get you. It'll at least get you doing push-ups like poor Anthony McFarland at the end there. We think that was Anthony McFarland.
I think it was Anthony McFarland.
We're not 100% sure here. Apologies, Anthony, if it wasn't you.
The other thing that Najee Harris did today, they did some live running drills. His first carry goes for 12 yards.
That one to the left?
Yeah. Goes off, breaks it off to the left.
And dragged people.
It took three guys to get him on the ground. And, yes, they were tackling to the ground. Now, his next two runs were blown up by Alex Highsmith, of course.
Who had a really good day.
Did we
haven't
that?
Mentioned that.
Yeah. he beat Dan Moore badly on one, the rookie.
Highsmith did.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then on the next play, beat Freiermuth around the corner. So he's beating up on a couple of rookies. Let's not forget, he's a second-year guy.
He's a second-year guy. And actually, Tomlin almost gave kind of an excuse me, apology for Freiermuth, where he was saying, listen, you have to understand, he is going against a year two guy who's here for, you know, he came for business.
Yeah. But he's got to understand that too.
It almost feels like we keep mentioning Highsmith parenthetically too much, to be fair to him. Let's just talk a little bit about the day he had here without overstating anything. By the way, obligatory giant parentheses here right now. It's the first day in pads. We're not losing our minds here. We're not sending anybody to Canton for anything other than the Hall of Fame
game.
Next
week.
Yeah. But Highsmith looks to me, Dale, like he's carrying himself like he's here to make an impact. Do you know what I'm saying here?
He is. You can see, I think, the confidence that he gained down the stretch last year.
Mm-hmm.
You see it this year. He's a no-nonsense to your point, goes about his business very well. Keith Butler raved about it earlier in the process here about how they tell this guy how to do something once. He doesn't make the same mistake twice.
Not real smart.
He's a very smart kid, and I see just a different mentality with him there. Like, this is my starting spot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you want to go sign Melvin Ingram? That's fine.
Yeah, that's
fine.
This
is my starting spot.
That has no impact on me, right? The other thing that I liked about Highsmith is, and one of the things that you learn about Steelers edge rushers in general and the way they're coached, and that goes from the top down, is that you can do all the fancy stuff. You can get to the quarterback and everything else. You can even drop into coverage and impress people. You've got to seal the edge on the run. That did make it through with Bud Dupree. I remember the first 2-3 years of Bud, all Bud would do is over-pursue.
Yeah.
And so they would hand off and go, hey, just run wherever 48 is.
But that third year, you started seeing Bud set the edge a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
That's when, you know, the coaching staff was talking about Bud Dupree in different terms. Like, you know, no, Bud's coming along. It was because of the way he set the edge.
Yes.
He's a 270-pound guy.
You're not getting past him if he's
running
in position.
And just smashing the edge and setting that edge. That's where the hope came from with Bud Dupree. that he would eventually get it and become a much better pass rusher. We saw that happen. Alex Highsmith looks like that's coming along very nicely.
He's just got polished, Dale. Yeah. And I think we saw that. Not just right off the bat, he intercepts Lamar Jackson with that really nice play on the sideline. And you think, this kid just looks like he belongs. And now it's something different, though. Now he's BMOC, you know, the way he's walking around right now. And that's a really, really good sign, I would think, for a fan base that probably still lists losing Bud as its number one concern here. Thanks for watching this, everyone, and we'll have another one of these tomorrow from day 7.